And Mr. Winters, in his fascinating ways, has just revealed something else to us during that commercial break. He wants to go to spring break.
Yeah.
We're watching MTV all weekend. They're doing spring break. Scott decides now is the time for him to partake in spring break.
I've never been to spring break.
I'd like to point out to you folks, at the end of this month, he will be 36 friggin' years old. You're a little long in the tooth for spring break.
Next year, I am going to go down to spring break for the show.
About 20 years too late.
It won't be fun.
I need to find that out firsthand.
No, you should have done that in high school or college.
I didn't have that opportunity then.
Well, it passed you by, brother.
Well, I think I better make up for lost time then.
You would not have fun.
Give me a chance. Don't ruin it for me.
I think you'd be miserable.
No, I do too.
The people go down there to just sit and drink and get drunk and be stupid and and party and...
I'm there.
Well, look at Rovin Ralph. You know, he passed out in that Mexican restaurant someplace underneath the table.
Yeah.
You're too old, man.
I'm going. Hey, if Jerry Springer can do it, I can do it.
You know, you got a point there, because I was watching that. I was thinking the same thing. I'm going, wait a minute. Jerry Springer's about 55 years old, isn't he?
That's right.
That portion was called the Springer Break.
Right.
But, yeah, I did the spring break thing. Fort Lauderdale.
How old were you when you did that?
18, 17, really? 18, somewhere around there.
That's the age you should be going
well,
down
Well, I'm
there.
A late bloomer.
Late? You missed the boat, friend, by about 25 years.
I'm going next year, damn it.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I'll get like a tour agency working on it.
Man,
I want the spring break package.
You are dreaming. Let's go to Wyoming with John. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Want to talk to Scott about spring break.
Yeah. Winters, call for you.
I'm 20 years old, and I just got back from Panama City Beach, and you do not want to be there at 36.
Why not?
Basically because you walk around naked, and anybody who doesn't have a beer in their hand gets thrown into the pool, and that is 24 hours a day. I don't think I slept once the whole time I was down there.
So you're not going to go with me next year, huh?
If you want to come with us, buddy, I'll pay for your hotel room to watch that.
I'm there!
You're in for free.
But it's just too old to go to that action.
Oh, you're never too old. You got to try it once.
Hey, if Jerry Springer can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, but, you know, he wasn't getting thrown in pools or
no,
anything.
No, but you know he wasn't sitting back in his hotel room watching TV. He was out there partying with the rest of them.
Have you ever been to Panama City before?
Yes, I just got back. I went last year and this year.
It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Well, the ocean's kind of dirty, but the girls are sure beautiful.
You mean the emerald water?
Yeah.
Not so emerald anymore, huh?
No, it's not. Looks like a toilet.
It's green, isn't it?
Not anymore. Not after all the spring breakers puking.
I was going to say, God, you drank a lot of beer down there.
That thing was probably about 25% beer by the end of the week.
Okay, now, John, who'd you go with?
I went with six other guys.
Now, be honest, all right?
Okay.
Did you get lucky down there?
I behave myself.
That's a no.
If you're not capable of getting lucky down there, then you're not human.
Another reason I want to go to spring break next year.
Yeah, even Scott could find himself a nice young lady friend down there, I would believe.
You know what the problem is, too, with spring break? And you look at it, right? A lot of these young women you meet down there, they may act like they're having a great old time, right? But they've left their big, beefy boyfriends
back in
Michigan, and they have no intention of sleeping with you.
Right.
You know, they'll dick tease you all day and night down there and let you buy them beer.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not going to fool around with you.
Spend $300 on beer and then say, let's go back to the hotel room, and all of a sudden they're gone.
They're gone.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Goodbye. Right.
So you know what you do when that happens?
What's that?
Party of five, right hand.
I'll admit to that.
Ralphie's here. Ralph, you've been to those spring breaks.
Yeah, I've been, not this year, but the past two before.
Your thoughts, please.
I was always there with somebody else, so I never had
the
opportunity.
With a girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, what the hell was wrong with
you? That was dumb, wasn't it, John?
You could do that here. You could get a hotel room for $25 a night here. You spent $300, so you could go down there and do her?
1,000 miles away.
I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying what happened.
What were you thinking?
He wasn't.
I was thinking I was out of shape and probably not going to get anything better, so
take it with you.
I guess that's an option.
The to-go plan.
So you go out, you look at all the good-looking women, you get horned up, and then you go back to your girlfriend.
She'll love hearing it put that way.
Well, no, I mean, that's what other people do. I don't do that.
Those women have no intention of fooling around with you down there.
Oh, man.
Nope, they all
and
got
the girls
boyfriends.
That do, it's not like you're going to be in, like, the top 30 people they've been with, you know? If they're going to come back home with you after you've known them for 15 minutes, it's probably a high-class girl in the first place.
It's like there's a bunch of hot ones and there's a bunch of mutts that hang around them, too. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, the leader gets them over and then you get sworn by your five fat friends. God, it's like a conspiracy down there.
Hey, we got to go, man.
All right, good talking to you.
See you at the beach.
Bye.
Next year I'm there.
You're not going, Wayne.
I'm going.
No, him on spring break.
Do you know how old you would feel? When I was there last year, I felt really old.
Yeah, Ralph said it. How old were you last year? 24?
24. And seriously, you feel really old because it's mostly 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Well, then I'm ready to go and feel old.
You would be so out of place, Winters.
Sandals and socks.
Oh, yeah. God.
Black socks.
All right.
And when you take off your shirt and you look at all these other guys, like,
oh, I'm not taking the shirt off.
Oh, you'd have to.
No, can't do that.
You have to.
With all these muscle-bound dudes, there's Winters.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, you would be in such a rude awakening. You got there with your metal detector on the beach.
I better do it now before I hit 40.
Winter's out there with headphones and a metal detector. Oh, yeah. You know he would.
I could see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time, though. For anybody that's of age, they should go on spring break at least once.
I'm going.
It's just one of those things where you have to do it.
It's a rite of passage.
I think it's good to do.
That's what it is.
I missed that rite. So I'm making up for lost time.
Yeah, but you know, somebody should tell those 18-year-old guys going down there that those girls, the really good-looking ones, they got boyfriends back in Michigan. They're not going to fool around
that
with you.
That will be my goal. I'll go down there to inform all these
18-year-olds. Yeah, but do you realize how many young guys have gone down there thinking they're going to have fun? And these girls had no intention of fooling around with them.
A lot of times you wake up with something that you just cannot believe is laying next to you.
Oh, I know.
Want to chew your arm off so you don't wake her up.
Like something the ocean dragged in, you know, overnight. Surf.
They look so much better at 3 a.m.
I'm on a mission. I'm going.
Oh, man.
I'm going.
You're living in a dream world, man.
I'm going.